Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here's the hyperlocal news segment. Seamus Toomey, Block Club Chicago. Seamus, how you doing?
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Good. I tried to bring a lot of energy there, Seamus. You kind of came out there slow. Come on.
Well, you know, between the birds and the McDLTs, this has been a endlessly fascinating morning so far. So I'm actually a little bit hungry talking about all those leftover sandwiches that we can't have anymore.
Right. Yes. I gotta say, Seamus used to be my boss over at DNA Info when I worked there, which is essentially now a Block Club Chicago in many ways. And we had a bird reporter, Seamus, Mr. Justin Breen. We had a guy on the bird beat.
Well, I know. I was gonna say, can we turn this into the Breen segment, because he would be all about these stories. He would be out there probably catching the birds as they bounced off the Sears Tower. Justin was and still is a bird fanatic, and he taught us a lot about, you know, where they all go. I would imagine Promontory Point's going to have a lot of these birds this morning, as well as the Montrose bird watching area. But I just hope somewhere that some of these birds landed in Justin's backyard and he wakes up freaked out this morning.
Yes, exactly. All right, let's pivot to some other hyper local news. You guys do such a great job as always. Green Mill, well known for its music, making a, I don't want to say comeback, but it's reopening some things, but the music's not coming back yet.
Right. You know, Green Mill is sort of like a microcosm of everything that's happened for the Chicago bar scene and restaurant scene. They were shut down in March, right when everyone else was. They don't serve food there, just jazz and drinks. So they had to shut down. When the mayor let bars that didn't serve food reopen in June, they came back. It was strange at the time because they decided they would only allow string instruments. They didn't want any horns. They were afraid of spreading droplets through the air. And that went on for a little bit. But then when our numbers went back up and the mayor shut down bars again, they shut down. So they've been opening and closing. Last night they reopened. Now they are completely outdoors. They teamed up with Fiesta Mexicana, which is a couple doors down on, you know, right there at Lawrence and Broadway. So they've got a big outdoor patio, but yes, they don't have music, not even the strings. They're really just trying to find a way to bring a little bit of money in before it gets too cold. But so it's going to be a different experience. But as anyone that's been to the Green Mill, you know, part of the, you know, the sign out front, the big green neon sign with all the lights is part of it. So, you know, having a cocktail underneath that on Broadway, you know, it's going to have to do for now. But, you know, like all these places that have been opening and closing, we just wish them the best, and we hope to see them on the other side.
Yeah, that's great. Hopefully they're able to, yeah, like you said, they've been around in some form since 1914. Hopefully they're going to make it on through. Logan Theater reopening, saying safety is their priority. This is a pretty big news for the neighborhood, for Logan Square.
Yeah, you know, it really is. Now, theaters have had the option of coming back for a little bit now. They've got to go through a bunch of different protocols. The biggest one I would say would be only 25% capacity. So it's really a financial decision. Like, is it going to be worth it to can we make enough to pay off all of our people that have to, you know, to come back for only 25%? But Logan Theater is making the move. Just a couple days ago, they reopened. This is, for folks that don't know, this is right in Milwaukee at 2646 North Milwaukee, right there in the heart of Logan Square. So they're back. You know, every other row is blocked off. You got to buy your tickets in advance, and they sort of set it up so it's social distanced. They longer times between showings so they can come in and clean all the seats. You know, it's going to be a different experience, but, you know, as the cold front and the birds move in, John, we need to be inside more.
Yes.
So the Logan Theater is, you know, they're back. They're showing Tenet and the new movie, as well as some older movies like The New Mutants and Goonies. You need to get your Goonies fixed indoors. Logan Theater is where it's at.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think if they could play old Hitchcock, like the birds or something. I mean, I'm going to get off these birds things, although we're going to get a lot of text. More on that in just a little bit. Because, forgive me, like the Music Box reopened at some point. So these local theaters are all kind of making their individual decisions. You know, the big boxers probably have a little bit more bang in their buck that they can, you know, bring it back, even if they maybe are losing a little money or not making much. But the margins are so thin with some of these independent theaters that it's a tough choice for them.
Right. The Logan had been letting people rent movies. They've been actually serving popcorn out of their front door. A Music Box had set up a big screen outside. So they've gotten creative. You know, all these drive-in theaters have come into town. And there's even supposed to be like a boat-up theater for coming next year. Hope to check the status of that one. But yeah, it's been tough. And like you said, especially these little ones, they don't have the space really to spread people out as much as some of the bigger ones do.
You know, a pedestrian friendly town square, you know, North Center, it's been around, or it's starting to get, just opening up now, right? A ribbon cutting on Thursday?
Yeah, this just happened yesterday.
Okay.
This has been in the making for years now. Anyone that's read Block Club or I think it goes back to DNA Info years. This is the North Center Town Square, and it's on the address is kind of confusing, but it's between Lincoln and Damon. On Belle Plain, they basically shut down a stretch of Belle Plain, and they've turned it into this really beautiful town square. They're calling it the thing they're modeling it after is anyone that's familiar with Giddings Plaza, right in the heart of Lincoln Square, which really is, you know, it's not just a town square in name only. People congregate there. There's shows there. There's, you know, there's music. There's a fountain. People bring food from the nearby restaurants there and eat it in the square. And that's really what this is going after. They've got a big grass or turf lawn there, a little stage with a canopy over it. So it's really, it's quite nice, and it's they're saying it's really coming at the right about the right time, because there's room there to spread out. You can eat from the local restaurants up and down Lincoln there. You know, people can have some socially distanced concerts maybe down the road. And it was a $2.5 million project. Some of it was set aside from city money. But yeah, they were out there yesterday cutting the ribbon on it, and our photographer, our reporter Alex Hernandez was out there, and he really got a great picture to show what the possibilities of this place. There's like girls doing cartwheels, and there's a guy playing an acoustic guitar, and it just looks like a nice place to, if you got to get out of your house and stretch your legs and go out there and wear your mask. And,
yeah.
It's a nice addition to North Center.
Yeah, boy, was that well timed too, opening up right now as we get going to fall and some nice weather, hopefully some chances to at least be outside. Seamus, got about 30 seconds left. Block Club Chicago, great place to go, and subscribe as well. Helps you guys out, of course.
Yep, we're a nonprofit newsroom covering the neighborhoods of Chicago and you know, and any bird stories that fly our way.
Oh, Seamus, you're really good. All right, thanks for your time, Seamus. We appreciate it. BlockClubChicago.com is where you can go. Look, I pay like $5 a month. I just said it once. It comes, they get a great newsletter. They've been covering the coronavirus so well from a local angle. Everything's been great with Block Club Chicago. If you can support them, great, and you're going to get some great content as well.